This is what's trending today. Americans observed Gun Violence Awareness Day on Thursday. Mass shootings have become very common in the United States, but the country remains divided over what to do about it. Some Americans want stronger gun controls. Others say people should be free to carry guns wherever they want to protect themselves. 3 years ago, a group of teenagers from the South Side of Chicago launched a campaign. The group asked their classmates to honor Hadiya Pendleton, a victim of gun violence, by wearing orange shirts. The color orange represents the value of human life. The local action has grown into a national movement called Wear Orange. The hashtag Wear Orange can be seen all over Twitter and Facebook. Many famous American buildings or structures were lit up in orange on Thursday to help spread public recognition of the movement. One such building was the Empire State Building in New York City. Many famous Americans and organizations expressed support for the movement. President Barack Obama's official Twitter page urged people to speak out against gun violence. Director, producer, and actor Ron Howard advised people not to just hashtag wear orange, but also to take action and write to lawmakers about the issue. The rights group Amnesty International supported the hashtag Wear Orange movement by tweeting, "Every person, everywhere, has a right to live safe from gun violence." Victims of gun violence and their families also used social media to show their support for the hashtag Wear Orange movement. Kate Ranta was a victim of gun violence. In her Facebook post, she wrote that she is wearing orange for those who were injured and have to live forever with the physical and emotional scars. Some people disagree that guns are the problem. One Twitter user wrote that guns are not violent. People are. Another Twitter user objected to hashtag wear orange because he believes that it is another way progressives are trying to ban guns from lawful citizens. The issue of gun safety and gun control continues to be debated across the country. And that's what's trending today. I'm Mehrnoosh Karimian Ainsworth.